going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It is the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. So concerned with your camera, Linnell, that I didn't adjust mine.
Get it right, brother.
Gotta
I'm
get
excited.
It.
I was a little down before I came in here. When I say down, I mean not sad, but like the wind was out of my sails a little bit. It's been a long day for your boy. Be a long night, but it's what we signed up for, man.
It is. It is a long day. It is what we signed up for. But that's all right. We got 4 hours today. And, you know, in the next 2 minutes, hopefully we'll get all these cameras right. But it is what it is. We're ready to go. We're fired up. And we're going to get right into it. The reason Linnell is here is not to just unload takes. I mean, I'm sure he will. But
at some point, right?
It's the inevitable part. But along the way, we're going to make some draft picks because Linnell Willingham and Anthony Haney. We are headed immediately into the war room where we are going to make 32 selections for the mock draft. That is our final mock draft because we've run out of time to do any more of them.
So when did you start doing the mocks? Because I know you were trying to be very poignant in like when you started this.
Yeah, we when did we start these, Anthony? Like
you've done three?
This will be our third and final. Yes.
Keeping up with the keep-ups. I'm interested to see, because there are three of us now involved, how the dynamic changes. And then who ends up with the golden goose, so to speak, talking about pick number 29.
Well, we've decided that you have pick 29.
Oh, that's something. How did we do that?
Because Anthony and I have already picked for the Commanders one time each. So, Anthony, in our spreadsheet, you probably see at this point, I literally put Linnell's name at 29, and then I was like, all right, if I go backwards, let me see how this goes and make sure that I have all the picks correctly. So I literally just like, who'd I put? I don't even know. I know I'm first.
Your
the way
pick
it worked.
One.
Is it Linnell second or is Linnell third?
He's two, and then I'm three.
Ooh. Okay, so I literally just put my name above, and then Anthony, your name above that. And then I copied and pasted it up until I was at the first pick. So that's how we did it. I literally put Linnell at 29, and then we went backwards from there. So without further ado, then, let's dive in. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time, because the draft starts 4 hours from now, for our final mock draft. Start draft. By the way, if you're watching on YouTube at the Team 980, you can see the picks as they go by. You can see the best available board. We have the mock draft simulator. I'm using Pro Football Focuses because
that was my question. I was about to ask you which mock draft simulator are we using? But
it doesn't really matter because we're picking all of the guys,
right.
And we all have our own personal boards or whatever. In some ways, like I then get biased by PFF's board because if they've got someone way down, I'd be like, oh crap, I forgot that guy was on the board. But you guys have whatever resources you want up. But I got the first pick as I just absolutely splashed myself with water. glad that was on camera. So if you want to see me splash myself with water, and make picks, go to YouTube at the Team 980. All right, you guys ready to go?
Let's do it.
His first cut, at least the first three picks, we should go fairly quickly here. Yeah. Also, I guess last thing, are we trying to mock? We're trying to mock as what we would do for this team.
Yes.
So, and if we know that they're doing something, let's not do anything crazy. So, with that said, perhaps. but once we get past like two. Anything's on the board. Trades are also live. If you want to make a trade, call the team that's up. All right. Enough preamble. Cam Ward, number one. He's done. Who's next?
Yeah, number two overall. I'm going to go with, and I feel like the betting markets are saying Travis Hunter. I think the opportunity to pair Abdul Carter up with Myles Garrett is just too good of a scenario for me to pass up. So I'm going to go Abdul Carter, number two overall.
So you're literally just doing the thing that we just said don't do.
Well, Who knows what's actually going to happen?
I think everybody knows, unless they trade out. I feel like it is Hunter or they trade. That is all of the intel we have. Could we be wrong? Sure.
I wasn't even trying to do that on purpose. I was just going with what I would do for this team. Do you want me to draft Travis Hunter? I'll draft Travis Hunter.
Anthony, do you want to make a trade with Lino?
I'm not trading nothing.
The pick at two is Travis Hunter Colorado, who's apparently a wide receiver for them. All right, this is where things get fun. The Giants make a trade, or you going Abdul Carter?
No, we're not trading back. We going Abdul Carter. We're going to get that boy Kayvon Thibodeau out of here. He's the future.
All right, now is where things get fun.
Let's do it.
If I am remembering correctly, Anthony, I also have 10, correct?
You do have 10, yep.
All right, I'm going to make a trade.
Uh-oh.
This has to be approved by all parties. But the Chicago Bears have the 10th pick. They also have 2 seconds. They have 39 and 41. The Carolina pick they have from the Caleb Williams, Bryce Young trade. Still, yes, they have Carolina's pick this year. So we're going to go 10 for 4, and then we're going to offer 39 and... there's 140. I wish I had a thing up that does it. 148. Are we good with that? Really, as long as we're okay with the crux of it. Don't worry about the details. 4 and 10 are the only ones we're going to pick. But we're going to say it's something like 1039. And actually, we'll even go 72. 1039 and 72 for 4.
Doesn't sound like a fleece.
No. And maybe we'll throw 106 back to the Bears.
I think that's fair.
It's fair. All right, cool. Force this trade. Check. Force trade. All right. Chicago Bears are on the clock. They're taking Ashton Jeanty.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
He's the next best player in the draft. They aggressive. Could definitely use a running back. I think he is the last. Look, I can poke a hole in any prospect in this draft if I really want to. He's the last one that's hardest to poke a hole in.
Okay.
Hey, I love it. I'm not going to lie. Hey, okay, Craig. That boy cooking.
All right. Well, with that, we've reached our first commercial break. So you're going to let everybody ponder and stew. Give Linnell a second to think because now the board looks a little bit different. Sweet. And when we get back, we'll get, let's say, picks 5 through about 12 in our final mock draft. It's NFL Draft Day here on The Hoffman Show. Mock Draft 3.0 on draft day here on The Hoffman Show. I'm Craig Hoffman, Anthony Haney, of course, alongside super producer of the program. And then Linnell Willingham is here, second annual mock draft with Linnell, where we go three wide and select. Linnell, you happen to be on the clock.
So
here for number 5 in Jacksonville. Just real quick, I just traded up, for those just tuning in, the Bears to number 4 to take Ashton Jeanty. There is a ton of smoke coming out about Jeanty or Tet McMillan at 5 to Jacksonville. So if the Bears want to ensure they get Jeanty, that's why they got to go up to 4. So that's what I did. That leaves you, Linnell, with Mason Graham has been mocked there a ton. Mm-hmm. Ashton Jeanty, Tet McMillan or other. Where are you going?
So this is going to be interesting. I think I'm going to go against the grain a wee bit because they have a glaring need at their outside corner spot. They were able to bring in Jordan Lewis from Dallas this offseason to be their nickel. Opposite Tyson Campbell, I would go with Will Johnson. We're comfortable with the medicals.
Wow.
We feel really good about him. That's the big thing with me with Johnson. If the medicals check out, like, to me, he's very clearly like the best outside corner in this class outside of Travis Hunter.
So I'm going to drop nuggets throughout this show today. You want to be here for all 4 hours. Here's my first nugget of the day. I won't be surprised if he's there for Washington at 29.
Wow. So I saw him mocked. I think it was Schrager's mock. He was 27 or 28.
He's falling, bro.
So the medicals aren't good then.
The medicals are... It's more than just the foot. People are not comfortable with the medicals. Also, the 2024 tape wasn't that good.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to say is it's a bad combo, a bad cocktail to have. Not so good tape and then also, you know, numerous red flags with your medicals. So that's
you
tough.
You can still do it if you want to. I'm just telling you.
You dropped the nugget. You walked into the war room, owner style, Dan Snyder style.
team doctor style.
Yeah, team doctor style.
No!
Don't draft him.
It's different doing it at 5 than 29. If you want him, like,
well,
is 23 tapes
amazing?
So there's
two things. There are two different ways I was going to go. I was going to go the outside corner, and then they lost Evan Engram this summer. Is this too rich for Colston Loveland, who I think would
Depends on who you ask. If you ask Logan Paulson, the answer is no. He loves Colston Loveland.
Yeah, I think he's the type of cat.
And I think a lot of tight ends coaches in the league like Colston Loveland.
Yeah, I feel like he's the type of cat you can build your pass game around. Now, obviously, they have, you know, other weapons there in Jacksonville to where he wouldn't have to be the feature guy, but all about giving our overpaid quarterback.
We are running
weapons.
Out of time to make the pick.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go Colston Loveland here.
Wow. Okay, so we are mixing it up. The medical team prevented Will
Johnson. Thank you, medical team.
They go a different Michigan man. All right, Ashton Jeanty was typically the pick at 6. He's off the board for you, Anthony. This is another spot that there's a new popular name in town. Where are you going for Las Vegas at 6?
How you about to act, John Spytek?
Oh, my God. First of all, Linnell, you got to speed up your picks. Second of all, I'm going with O-line help here. I'm surprised Will Campbell was still hurt because of the trade by the Patriots. So I think I'm going to take Will Campbell here from LSU for the Raiders.
So, like the pick, be prepared for him to not work out at tackle and potentially play guard. That's fine. He could be Sam Cosmi, Brandon Sheriff type. But also don't be surprised if this is Kelvin Banks out of Texas.
Mm.
Just throwing that out there. That's been mocked a couple of places, and I talked to someone this morning who's like, I don't know why he's not a top five prospect in this draft. Jets, number 7. This is me. I'm chalking this up here. Everyone has Armand Membo going to the Jets. There's a really good reason why. They need a right tackle. He played right tackle. You don't even have to mess with flipping him over to left. Armand Membo, done. Number 8, Carolina. They want to trade down. So if anybody would like to trade up, based off how this board has fallen so far, now would be a good time to call.
Are we going to trade with anyone here? So... who's on the board still? I gotta hurry up and make the pick. I'm gonna go kind of chalk here as well with the pick. I'm gonna get some help for our front four. I'm gonna go Jaylon Walker and hope that we can turn him into a pass rushing demon.
Not a bad pick at all. He's been linked there a lot. I keep forgetting PFF has him
as a linebacker.
Yeah. I'm like, where is he? He is right there. Okay. Now I'm on the board at 10 with New England.
I'm on the board first.
Oh, no, that's true. You're on the board 9. Counting's never been my strong suit. You're on the board 9 with the Saints.
It's all good, brother, man. Again, Craig, in our previous couple of drafts, I told you Shador Sanders would not be dropping here. For some reason, Jackson Dart has been mocked to the Saints. I personally like Shador Sanders more. I think he's a better quarterback. I'm going with Shador Sanders here out of Colorado.
I, as the host of the show, am rejecting this.
Why?
He's not going there.
Yeah, he's probably not. So the Jackson Dart smoke, there's a lot around it. I talked to Jason Lockenfour yesterday, and he was saying that basically Kellen Moore has the ear of ownership.
Yeah, no kidding. He got hired 2 months ago as a quarterback guru.
He wants Jackson Dart. That's the
scuttlebutt. All right, so Jackson Dart it is then. They need quarterback help, though. Derek Carr's injury, we don't know what that looks like.
Poor Kellen Moore.
You want to go with Spencer Rattler.
That's a tough job to have as your first head coaching gig.
It is. I'm trying to figure out if there's anybody that...
who want to trade?
Because I do think... no.
I feel like Tyler Warren's dropping here, isn't he?
I mean, it depends. There's a lot of tight ends coaches and offensive coaches that like Loveland a lot better than Warren. There's a chance... it's funny because Warren's been mocked a lot to Chicago. There's a chance all Tyler Warren is Cole Kmet. And, like,
that's
I don't want to spend
bad,
the top
–
good
yeah,
tight end.
But
I don't want to spend
that.
The top 10 pick on Cole Kmet.
Yeah, for sure.
Banks is the guy that I'm like, does anybody have a team coming up that needs an offensive lineman?
So, I'm all the way at
– oh, wow. I'm just scrolling over to the far right column. This is a bit – I'm embarrassing.
I don't. I think you guys have a couple of teams that – that would want to trade up.
Man.
For a tackle.
I mean,
I think it's too risky, though, for them to do it right now anyway.
I could see that if the 49ers want to jump the Patriots, they've got a zillion picks. All right, are we just going to go Jackson Dart?
I think we go Jackson Dart.
All right, quarterback. Jackson Dart. Oh, my God, Trevor hates him. Sycamore's got him ranked 131. Good gracious. Well, he's his 1, 2, 3, 4,
sounds like he watched the tape.
And Madden, we call that a reach.
Yeah. All right, so I then am on the board with New England.
Yes, sir.
They need everything. I could go Tet McMillan here, or I can go O-line. If I'm going to believe the Kelvin Banks hype, this I'm now stealing at 10. If I'm where a lot of other people are at Kelvin Banks, this is a way overdraft. Kelvin Banks is who I'm going to go with at 10 for New England. Sorry, San Francisco. You're now on the clock with one less offensive lineman to deal with.
Yeah, so this makes our decision a little bit more difficult for the San Francisco 49ers. So my doc just updated. I was about to say, I'm trying to get an active look at who's available. 49ers, I'm going to go not offensive line. I'm going to go edge rusher. I'm going to say at this spot we go Shamar Stewart.
Ooh. Mm. I don't hate it. Yeah, I don't hate it.
I think we go Shamar Stewart here. Let him learn from Bosa.
The more people I talk to about Shamar Stewart, the more I think he's closer to this than he is to the Commanders at 29.
Thank God.
You're not a fan?
It's just weird with me. Like, it's just hard not to. The lack of production's error to me.
The thing
know?
Is, he does a bunch of, like, the worst case scenario is his sack stuff never figures out, and he's a really good run defender, and he plays
really hard.
And at
29, really that's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, and at 29, like, but I think people confuse the fact the lack of sack production for, like, he's doesn't do anything, and, like, that is not true. All right. Last but not least, before we take a break, although we might be able to swing in two more, the Dallas Cowboys on the clock at 12, Anthony. And as I go, you know, in NFL war rooms, they find out who gets picked before it goes out on TV. And I just clicked over to our internal document here.
Right, right.
And sources say the Dallas Cowboys, let me get my, I'm hearing that, you know, a source just told me that the Dallas Cowboys are interested in adding an offensive weapon. And don't be surprised if it's a big one. Rich, back to you. All right, let's go to the commissioner at the podium. Dun, 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 dun. Anthony.
The Dallas Cowboys will be selecting wide receiver Tet McMillan out of Arizona. Mm. It was either him or Matthew Golden. I think I like Tet a little bit more for Dallas, per se. They have some speed elsewhere, you know, with Kamonte Turpin and things of that nature.
Thing is, it's not Jerry making the picks, which is why typically they draft really well. It's Will McClay, their college scout guy, is awesome. And fortunately, then Jerry messes it up with the contracts and everything else that he does in that front office. All right, last but not least for this segment, the Miami Dolphins are on the clock.
This is easy. We're sprinting to the podium because we've had some talks internally.
Who's we?
The front office in Miami. We have had some talks internally.
But you're not the Miami Dolphins. I'm the Miami Dolphins.
Did I read the column wrong? That's bad.
Yeah.
I'm off to a rough
start. I'm curious who you are interested in, though.
So I pegged them as one of the teams who I think if the medicals check out, like Josh Simmons.
Ooh. That is an interesting one. Because if Josh Simmons is – if the medical's good – he definitely could be a guy. The thing is, they apparently love Patrick Paul. Like, they're perfectly happy with him.
Okay.
So I don't know that I'm ready to take that kind of risk on a tackle this high. So if I look at the list, though, like, this to me is like Will Campbell's floor. If all of a sudden he falls a little
bit. Which would be crazy. Dallas passing on Will Campbell would be ridiculous.
Depends on what else is available. I mean, I could see why they would want to go Tet.
He doesn't sell tickets, though. I get it.
The other thing that they kind of need.
Oh, I got the Colts.
The other thing they kind of need is they need to replace Christian Wilkinson along that defensive line.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys haven't already made this selection.
Is Walter Nolan?
Oh, I was thinking about Walter Nolan, but I forgot who else fell. Mason Graham fell.
There you go. Wow.
Mason Graham is the pick for Miami at 13.
Our hearts are broken.
Linnell is on the clock with the Colts at 14 in our final mock draft. Happy draft day, everybody. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980 until 8 tonight. Always live as well, of course, on the free Odyssey app.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980, where you can see our mock draft in action. Go, go, Gadget mock draft. Ben Standings is good at mock drafting as anyone. He is going to join us coming up at 5 o'clock. But right now we continue with picks 14 through, where are we at? Yeah, about 20, 25. Here, so let's get a move on things. Willingham is on the clock with the Colts, and then Anthony's up with the Falcons, and then I'll go with the Cardinals from there.
Wasting no time. Tyler Warren. Tyler Warren's the guy. I think they could use another weapon offensively for whoever's going to be the quarterback, and they need a tight end in that Shane Steichen offense. So there we go.
I think they would probably prefer Loveland to Warren, but maybe not. We'll see. Stylistically.
Just for like, sure, in terms me, of what they're going to ask him.
Give me a better pass catcher.
Yeah.
But who knows? Also, they could use someone to play Wildcat quarterback, so maybe they do want Tyler Warren.
For sure.
And which edge do you want?
Yeah.
yeah, I'm going edge here for sure. The Saints had a chance at this guy. They elected to take a quarterback. I'm going Mykael Williams out of Georgia.
Hmm.
Okay. Falcons very rarely take Georgia guys and catch a lot of flack for it down there, but maybe this is the year they decide to do something different. All right. That leaves me on the clock with the Arizona Cardinals at 16. Whew. It's tempting to go Will Johnson, even though I said what I said about the medical. At this point, you're in the mid-teens instead of not at the top. But I'm going to stick with my info that I think he's falling, slash the info that he is falling, which then leaves me either interior offensive line, which is either Zabel or Booker, or do I go where I think I am, which is people are all over the damn place on Walter Nolan.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend like the Arizona Cardinals are high on him. You get Jonathan Gannon, one of those interior penetrator types, which he certainly likes. I'm going to go Walter Nolan here, who could go here. He could go higher. He could go in the second round.
So I'm now on the clock right with the Cincinnati Bengals. Another pick that I think is interesting. They could go defense. I think a lot of people would mock them to go defense. I'm going to go Tyler Booker here.
If they go offense, that's the right player.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tyler Booker, replace Cody Ford, who's got his relationship all over TikTok and all out in the streets. Poor Cody Ford.
Yeah. One of my teams is very upset that you just did that, Linnell.
It's tough.
Should have traded up. Seahawks on the clock?
Yeah.
I think the right choice here is to go O-line, and we'll go interior. We're going to go with guard, Gray Zabel.
I think that's a good pick. That's the responsible thing to do.
Because they should have been, you know, boasted this line.
Eat your vegetables.
Yeah.
I think that's the correct thing to do. John Schneider hates interior linemen. So we'll see. All right, Tampa Bay Bucks on the clock at 19.
This is interesting.
This is interesting. I'm between two guys.
Somebody want to trade up?
Potentially.
You interested in the trade down, Tampa?
Who's calling?
Let's see who's calling.
None of my teams, but I think a team like the Chiefs might want to maybe move up.
You're saying they're in the Mike Green business?
I would say Josh Simmons business. They need a tackle.
This is interesting. So, well, I'm kind of chalky with my next pick very easily.
I don't think the tackle makes it past the Texans. Maybe the Texans want to trade up and get a tackle. They see
now we're talking. Who's got the Texans at 25? Is that me? It is. What kind of trade capital the Texans have? Texans, who are sitting there, they have some extra picks, including the Commanders' second rounder next year. So what if we do 25-19? Someone else pretend like you're the Bucks GM. Do you want Miami's third rounder 79 this year or Washington's second rounder next year?
Give me Miami's third this year.
Okay. And then you're going to need to probably give something back. We'll go 121 back as well. Offer trade.
Man, the board's shaping out really interestingly.
It is.
For 29.
I could definitely see this happening too. And then we're going to go Josh Simmons. I like that. It's a nice thing. One of my things for this draft is that I feel like there's no way the Broncos are picking at 20. I don't know whether they're going to trade up or whether they're going to trade down. The fact that Loveland came off the board early definitely hurt their trade up possibilities.
Yeah.
But is there a team that is interested in coming up to get in front of Pittsburgh for Shador, a.k.a. New York Giants or Cleveland Browns?
Oh, how many picks do they have?
Which team?
The Giants. I think the Giants would try to do it because they picked three, right, in the second round?
Yeah.
Yep.
They have...
Cleveland's got 10 picks, 34, so they've got the most.
Cleveland's definitely better suited.
Yeah.
34 for 20.
So maybe Cleveland.
I think Cleveland makes so much sense for Shador because of the type of quarterbacks that Stefanski's worked with. Like, Case and Kirk are similar to Shador from a physical standpoint.
I necessarily disagree. There's definitely fans of him in the building per some of the reports out today. So, who was Cleveland?
I was Cleveland. You were Cleveland, yeah, I'm right? Cleveland. Yes, I'm Cleveland.
So, do you want to do you want to make this trade amongst yourselves?
Yeah. I would like to go up and go get the quarterback, yeah.
Okay, then the next question becomes, with Pittsburgh at 21, Anthony, do you want to try to beat this offer and swap places with Denver?
Yes.
So, okay,
I gotta go get my guy.
So here's the problem for Pittsburgh, though.
Yeah,
so Cleveland can offer 33-94. Or if they want to get real aggressive, 33-67. The Pittsburgh Steelers do not have a second round pick.
That makes things interesting.
It sure does.
We need it.
So,
I mean, but I still get to keep my first round pick if I'm the Broncos.
Yeah, you don't go down as far. So there, that is good. So do you want to go 20-20? Like, are you willing to give up 83? And do 21-83 for 20, or if you are, who are we? Denver here, mm-hmm. like 65 ish, whatever that first pick of the second round, or sorry, the first pick of the second round and the first pick of the third for this one. Linnell, that's the choice you have to make.
Do
you want 21-83 or six? I think it's 65-. 33.
Let's go 21 and the was 83.
All right.
So you swapping with me.
There you go. All right. So
because we still our so guys
am
here.
I now the Bronco? I mean the
oh,
Broncos?
It's a trade not accepted. Tough. Oh. Forced trade. We're doing it just for there might be other picks that have to go back and forth, but I'm just for the purposes of the outline of the trade. We're gonna go it. So the Steelers are now on the clock. They are taking Shedeur Sanders. Now, Linnell, that puts you back on the clock because the Broncos are still
sprinting to the podium for Omarion Hampton.
Okay. There you go.
Yep. That works out beautifully. If Denver had that happen to them, like that's winning.
So that leaves me on the clock with the Chargers? Yes. Okay. So I'm on the – who's the best Michigan player available? I'm only half kidding.
Kenneth Grant, I mean.
Well, there's Kenneth Grant and there's also Will Johnson. I don't know. The corner is not one of their top needs.
Wide receiver, man.
Wide receiver.
Get them boys another weapon. Even though they've spent so much capital.
I like the idea of Igbuka here, but I do think Golden's probably the better fit and probably thought of as the better player. But you know what? I'm gonna say it's John Harbaugh. They're gonna attack the trenches. They got their Michigan guy available. I'm gonna leave Matthew Golden on the board. Kenneth Grant, 22. You're back with John Harbaugh. You're a San Diego, or sorry, you're a Los Angeles Charger. Let's try to get to 25 here. So we got two more picks. Minnesota, or sorry, Green Bay. We got three more picks.
Yeah, Green Bay is on the clock. I am going to go with. I want to go corner here. Just saying, that's probably the position I'm going to go with.
You're not. I feel like they might go edge here and go Mike Green, assuming that the off-field stuff checks out. But who are you interested in at corner? You saying Will Johnson? He's fallen far enough, or are you going with Jahdae Barron or one of the slot guys?
I'm going to go with Jahdae Barron. I mean, that ends his little slot. I've seen him mocked as high as 11 to San Francisco.
I could see that happening. He also in Daniel Jeremiah's mock last night. Went to the Washington Commanders at 29.
Which I would, that's pipe dream, I feel like. But
It's a weird, like, yes, because he's so good at football. No, because like, he and Mike Sanders, yeah, Mike Sanders still are the same dude.
It's like redundant, yeah.
All right, so Jahdae Barron, 23. Now you have the Vikings on the clock at 24. You know they want to trade down.
Yeah, we do.
And here is, will one of the teams at the bottom come up to get in front? Because there's a, every team basically in this stretch needs edge. And so if you are the Eagles, if you are the Bills, and or like frankly for some of these teams, if you're the Bills and you're seeing Will Johnson fall, is this good enough for you? Who's got the Bills? And that's you trading with yourself.
Do the Bills want to trade up a couple of spots to go get Will Johnson? Who could be a threat to steal him? Not the Bucks. Not maybe the Rams.
The Commanders for sure. The Rams certainly could.
Let's do it. Bills?
You're doing Bills. Bills coming up?
Yeah, we coming up to get our guy Will Johnson, man. We need him.
All right, and let's say you are trading 30 and 109. Is that enough? Is it 30 and 62? Let's do 30 and 62. All right, 30, close enough. 30 and 62. All right, so you're getting Will Johnson at 24. That puts the Bucks on the clock at 25. Is that me again?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is, trades make it hard, man. That I have the same thing I had at 19 with them. Same three guys. Malachi Starks, Mike Green, Jahad Campbell. I'm going to make this the Mike Green team. And again, as always with Mike Green, we're going to assume that the off-field stuff is checked out. I actually don't think if the off-field stuff checks out, he even makes it this far. But for whatever reason, he has. And the Bucks are cool with it. Bucks are taking Mike Green. That puts the Los Angeles Rams on the clock. The Commanders four picks away. And we'll wrap up this final mock draft next here on the Team 980.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Ben Standig coming up at 5 o'clock. Right now, we are participating in one of Ben's favorite activities, mock drafts. We are on the board with Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney. I'm, of course, Greg Hoffman. Linnell, I believe it is your pick with the Los Angeles Rams at 26.
Yeah, 26 for LA. I like what they have at outside corner with Darius Williams and Akilo Witherspoon. I'm going to go Maxwell Harrison, add to their secondary, see if we can get some nickel work there.
Okay, the only thing I will say about Maxwell Harrison is there are, like, he has a sexual assault allegation that has been out for a couple of years. There is, I think, mounting concern about that. I'm just putting that out there as information that is
well, last time you gave some information, we switched our pick, so I know. I'm actually headed there again.
I don't know enough beyond to say there are teams that definitely are going to not have him on the board because they're not in on who he is.
I would think about the Rams being one of those teams that don't have him on the board. If that's the case, I would then go, this is tough. I'm going to go Jahad Campbell.
Okay.
I'm going to go Jahad Campbell.
We're just taking a wild card athlete.
Yeah. And saying, fit him in somewhere with a bunch of our young studs on defense and find a role for him.
See ball, hit ball.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Baltimore Ravens on the clock.
And they're upset at this.
yeah, they would have figured out how to use Jahad Campbell for sure. Anthony, you're on the clock, 27 with the Ravens.
I feel like Michael Pierce is gone. Need some interior defensive line presence. I'm going Derek Harmon.
Oh, man, that
would
be nasty.
What a great pull. I cannot believe – I kind of forgot that he was still on the board. Gracious. There's a chance this dude goes in the top 15, but we keep having him fall to here. All right, the Detroit Lions are on the clock at 29.
Don't do it, Craig. Don't do it, Craig.
Which one?
Yeah.
Multiple dudes here that I think are fascinating for Detroit. Thing is, Linnell, for you at 29, mm-hmm. like I'm pretty happy with one of three guys, frankly.
I'm flipping back and forth to like match up who's on the board because this is a weird draft and guys are going in way different ranges, so I'm trying to like see who's actually available for me.
Well, also hold on, Zabel did go at some point.
Zabel went to Seattle.
That's right. Okay, let me just double check on one thing. Who's the top offensive tackles available? I could see them going in a Donovan Jackson direction.
Oh, you stole the – literally, Craig, I was just thinking that in my head. Swear to God. That's crazy.
I'm going to – you know what? I'm gonna do this because I want to see what happens when Linnell's got an ABC choice.
Okay.
Of two wide receivers and an edge at 29 for Washington. I definitely think Donovan Ezeraku is a really good choice for Detroit. I frankly think that Matthew Golden and Emeka Egbuka are good choices for Detroit as well. But they need a guard now.
Yeah.
And they need a tackle soon because, what's his face? Their left tackle. Taylor Decker is getting old. Yeah. Donovan Jackson, you're welcome to Detroit. And we also know they don't care about public.
You're projecting at some point that he kicks out to be the replacement?
Dane Brugler likes his tackle tape better than his guard tape. So I think that's worth, you know, he wound up playing tackle because of Simmons' injury, but
right.
He might actually be better out there. All right.
It's a good problem to have. It's
The Washington Commanders are on the clock at 29.
So I'm going to give a mini explanation for this. I know we got to move fast. I just feel like, to me, there's depth at wide receiver, some decent depth at wide receiver in this class where you can get one if you really want one in the second. If you end up getting a third round pick, you can get one in the third. I think Ezeraku is the guy that you go with here. He plugs in immediately and is your third down pass rusher. You find different ways to use him. I just like his tape. Like, he plays with his hair on fire, man. Him and Alfred Collins were my guys up front on the D-line in this class in terms of, like, I just like watching him. Alfred Collins out of Texas, 6'5", I think it's like 350, huge, and is running, chasing down block or running downhill down the line as a defensive tackle. I like Ezeraku. He makes plays. He has production. I think in this defense, he'd be an animal.
I think he definitely could be. My only concern with Ezeraku, and this is talking to some more people over the last couple of days, like, he didn't run at the combine. And when you're his size and you don't run, it's because you're not very fast. Now, his quickness is elite. He ran a sub-4.2 20-yard shuttle.
Yes.
That is moving. He ran a 3-cone in less than 7 seconds. That is moving. So his quickness is there. He obviously has polish and a pass rush package. But, and he plays hard.
Yeah.
But if you're playing in a division where you got to chase down Jalen Hurts, dog, like, that's a rough thing to not have. So that is my only real concern with Ezeraku. I kind of love the fit of Egbuka here. The more I think about it, I like the fit of Golden here as well. It's also worth saying Malachi Starks and Matthew Golden on Logan's tiers are tier two players. So it'd probably be one of those if we're using Logan's board, but Ezeraku's tier three, and he's at the most desperate position of need. I don't hate that at all. Ezeraku's the pick. All right. Minnesota Vikings are on the board at 30. Ant, this is still you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you traded with yourself earlier. All right.
I did indeed. We're running to the podium. We're drafting Nick Emanwori, safety out of South Carolina. Harrison Smith is getting old.
You want him over Starks, even though Starks is still available? They're different players.
Yeah, but I think Starks is a little bit more versatile, maybe. But I like Emanwori, speed, his size. I like him a little bit more.
All right, Nick Emanwori. All right, the Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock. The bat theory is what Daniel Jeremiah called it. Who's the best available tackle? Josh Connerly. Congratulations. You're going to go try to protect the blind side of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my goodness.
Did I miss someone?
Oh, no. Okay.
I feel like the Eagles are also, I mean, good gracious.
They're in such a ridiculous spot. That's what I'm looking through right now. Is like, well, which biggin am I bringing here?
Or just take Malachi Starks.
Or just take Malachi Starks. Yeah, it's interesting. I think for them, honestly, I'm going to go, it may shock you here. I would love to know how Logan views this prospect. I'm going to go Mason Taylor here to Philly.
That is an interesting choice. I don't know that Philly, I mean, they've got, what's his face, at tight end.
Goddard's going to get moved.
Goddard, I mean, I guess he could.
He's one of the guys I expect to get moved this week.
If I told you that.
But Starks is there. Like,
Mason Taylor is a guy to watch for the Commanders. Would you believe me?
Yeah, I would. I mean,
he and Colson Loveland both, their comp is Zach Ertz. So
yeah.
just throwing that out there.
And I'm sure Jaden had plenty of nice things to say about him too.
I also believe that. And DJ mentioned it on a show with Mina earlier this week. All right, Mason Taylor, that's it. That's all. There's your first round.
All right.
In case you missed it, Cam Moore, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Ashton Jeanty to the Bears in a trade. Colston Loveland, fifth to the Jags. Will Campbell, Armand Membu, Jalen Walker, Jackson Dart, nine to New Orleans, because I told Anthony he couldn't take Shedeur Sanders. Kelvin Banks at 10 to New England in that trade. Jamar Stewart, Tet McMillan to the Cowboys, Mason Graham, Tyler Warren, Michael Williams, Walter Nolan, Tyler Booker to Cincy, Gray Zabel, Josh Simmons to the Texans in a trade, Shedeur Sanders to Pittsburgh at 20 in a Swaparuski at 21 with Pittsburgh and Denver. Denver then at 21 takes Omarion Hampton, Kenneth Grant, Jahdae Barron, Will Johnson at 24 to Minnesota, or sorry, to Buffalo from Minnesota, Mike Green to Tampa. That was a trade that happened as well with Houston at 19. Jahad Campbell to the Rams, Derek Harmon to the Ravens, Donovan Jackson to the Lions, Donovan Azaraku to the Commanders, Nick Amanwori, Josh Connerly, Mason Taylor. Linnell, thanks for doing this, bud. On TV tonight, and then you're coming back here?
Yes, indeed. Long night. So we're 8-1. Myself and Toby Altizer here on the Team 980 will get you. Hopefully the Commanders pick. If they don't, it'll be plenty of interesting conversation about what draft capital they were able to recoup to move back and how far do they ultimately move back to. And then, yeah, from 7 to 7:30, I'll be on with Chick Hernandez and David Harrison at WSA 9.
Nice. Well, look for Linnell there. Of course, we're on till 8, and we've got Ben Standing for you next.